Now it's time for our first feature. This is normally our local history spot, brought to you by Richard Matthew, but he is on holiday, so we have a nostalgia article written by Derek James. He looks at the time thousands of people came to Norwich to see the King of Rock and Roll. Your reader is Sarah Lasher.
It was a century ago, July 1925, when a boy called William was born in America. More than 30 years later, the Chief Constable of Norwich put on his best bib and tucker to see him and make sure those surrounding him behaved themselves. By then, William John Clifton Haley was famous as Bill Haley, the first king of rock and roll, and raising the roof at the old Carlton Cinema on All Saints Green with his Comets. This was 1957, and those in authority were concerned there could be trouble in the aisles. This was no place to scream, dance and shout to this so-called rock and roll nonsense. Chief Constable Alan Plume, in evening attire, along with the city solicitor and other civic dignitaries, watched from the balcony as Bill Haley and the Comets came on the stage to rock around the clock, and that's just what they did in two rip-roaring shows which attracted 4,000 fans. Tickets were £1 each. The audience were told to stay in their seats while they clapped, stamped their feet, screamed and shouted as the rockers rolled out their hits, although I'm not sure if the Chief Constable was stamping his feet. Many years ago, Marie Powell of Norwich told me, I was 17 at the time, the show was electric, we all danced in the aisles, the girls were all screaming. Mind you, there was silence at the end of both shows when God Save the Queen, the full version, was played. You can understand why officials were concerned, as the previous year, 1956, there was trouble around the country when the film Rock Around the Clock, starring Bill and the Boys, was played at cinemas. In Norwich, it was screened at the Regal on Dereham Road, where hundreds of fans queued up to get in. And once inside, they shouted and screamed during the movie, and then some refused to go, while others waited outside for the next showing. Police were called, and the teenagers, so-called cats, and teddy boys raced up St Benedict's, cheering and jiving, chanting rock, 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 as motorists tried to avoid them. Several boisterous lads were seen to struggle with police officers, who led them away. And then the newly styled teddy boys from King's Lynn and Ipswich came calling. The rock and roll revolution had well and truly arrived. As for Bill, he faded away, and a new king of rock arrived. A young, all shook up hound dog from Heartbreak Hotel, by the name, of course, of Elvis Presley.
Thank you, Sarah.